Welcome to the daily VFN radio highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
I was thinking, we were talking the other day about the rich young ruler, and it's just amazing how the Lord just continues to speak to the rich young ruler.
Oh, I know, right?
And his life, but it's just amazing. You know, you can't allow anything in your life, can't allow just anything, nothing, no thing that will cause you to love anything more than the Lord and to obey him. I mean, there's just like nothing that you could treasure, nothing that you could keep in your heart. And most people say, oh, there's nothing. Oh, you'll be surprised. Mm. You'll be surprised. There's nothing that I value more, rather, than to love God and to obey God. And you ask people, what is your highest value in life? That's a really important question. What is your highest value? Right. Oftentimes, they may say their family, they may say God, but what does that really mean? You know, is your highest value to obey the Lord? Is to love the Lord? Is to follow Him? And in this account of the rich young ruler, and this is found in Luke 18, you know, he comes up to Jesus and basically asks, you know, the question, what must I do to inherit eternal life? And he goes on to give the Lord his resume of how well he has obeyed these commandments. You know, he's, you know, probably sticking his chest out there. I've done this, I've done that. And it's amazing what Jesus's reply was. He said, you still lack one thing. Mm-hmm. But oftentimes people think because I'm 95% right. I've done 90% good.
Right. God just wink at that 5%.
Yeah, interesting how Jesus didn't grade him on the curve. You know what I'm saying? Like, nope, you still lack one thing. One thing. And God wants all of you. Not some of you, not 80% of you, not 99%. He wants all of you. Mm-hmm. And he said, no pass. No pass. You still lack one thing. And the thing about Jesus is that he knew that if this rich young ruler didn't deal with the one thing, he really truly couldn't follow him. Mm-mm. He didn't have his heart.
That's right.
So you can look at that and say, man, Jesus is pretty, you know, gosh, look at all the good stuff this guy did. This guy's pretty good.
Right.
You know, some would say, well, he's a rich young ruler. Bring him in. You know, look how good he is.
Yeah, look at the money he's got.
not, right? And it's like, it would appear maybe to some that maybe Jesus is a little, wow, this one thing, you can't let go of this one thing. No, it's the one thing that's going to take him down. Mm-hmm. It's the one thing that he wasn't willing to give up. It's amazing how it's easy to, you know, obey the word that you do like, and so much easy to forget those scriptures that you don't like. It's just like
the okra principle, right?
Yeah. Don't like no fried okra, so, you know, it's amazing. It's like you always stay in the Psalms and the Proverbs, you know. It's like, how about reading the whole word? I try to avoid that part. I try to avoid that part. Mm-hmm. Everybody could have a one thing. Everybody could have a one thing, and you got to really search your heart and to really find out if there's anything that will come between you and the Lord. I mean, Peter said, "I'd never deny you. Jesus, I'm with you." But there was a time of testing, and Jesus' words came true, mm-hmm. right? Before you hear the crowing of that bird three times, you're going to deny me. And in the rich young ruler's mind and in Peter's mind, they were convinced. They were convinced that they've done all this great stuff. And yet still, they lacked one thing. And you need to settle it in your heart. In verse 22, Jesus says, you still lack one thing. Sell everything you have and give to the poor, and you will have treasures in heaven. Then come and follow me. Then, after you deal with this issue, after you deal with this thing, come follow me. And what you let go of and what you hold on to will determine what you get in your walk with God. This is so true. Whatever you let go of and whatever you choose to hold on to would really has tremendous impact on your walk with the Lord. In verse 23, you know, we continue to hear that when he heard this, when the rich young ruler heard this, he became very sad because he was a man of great wealth. And those who had heard him asked, who then can be saved? And the Lord says, what is impossible with man is possible with God. I mean, the only way that we can give it all to the Lord is by the grace that Jesus provides us. You know, we need the grace of God in our life. We you're not going to be able to just give up stuff and get things out of your life and just whatever. You know, it doesn't work like that. You know, God's grace is God's supernatural empowerment to help us do what we couldn't do on our own. Mm-hmm. You know, the rich young ruler had a choice. He could have fell to his knees and say, oh my goodness, you're so right. This is an issue in my life. And give me grace. Give me grace just to say, here it all is. But he went away sad. And you think that his destiny was totally just changed in one decision. Mm-hmm. What he held dear to his heart was more important than Jesus' own words to him. I mean, that alone should really just speak to us, because if not, we're not willing to give it all. Mm-hmm. You know, I think about some of these missionaries that have been all over the world. It's like, and you shared it the other day, that those who have given up houses and homes. Mm-hmm. Listen, God's not only going to bless you in this life, but in the life to come.
Right.
That we do have to hold things loosely. God doesn't mind us having things, but he minds things having us. And he wants us to live a surrendered life to him. That right. The only thing that matters is Jesus. You know, it's his word, it's his truth. And that verse says, then Jesus said to them, no one who has left home or wife or brothers or parents or children for the sake of the kingdom, for the sake of the kingdom, will fail to receive many things, will fail to receive many times, rather, mm-hmm. as much in this age and in the age to come. I mean, you want to hold everything loosely. Mm. It's just a powerful, powerful time to remember that, because, you know, what God has in store for you, what God has in store for you is greater than the thing that you're holding on to. But you got to be willing to let go to get. And sometimes, Chris, you remember this. We talked about this years and years ago. But, you know, faith oftentimes is swinging on the vine. And, you know, the temptation is to wait to see that other vine, you know, right. come. When you see that vine come, then I'll jump, right?
Right, exactly.
mm-hmm.
Sometimes God just wants you to swing on that vine, do that Tarzan yell, and just jump, knowing that he's got you.
That's right.
That he's got you.
Yeah, that's good.
And it's just time. It's just time to just to be there. And I think about the rich young ruler and all the different things that were kind of running through his mind, all the different temptations, all the different stuff. And many people are at a crossroads. They're at a crossroads where they're saying, you know, what am I going to do? What am I going to do?
All right.
What am I going to do? You know, you can't say that Jesus is all you got until he's like, you know, all you have. You know what I mean? You
That's
can't.
Right. When you got nothing else.
Yeah. There's comes a time where you really start asking yourself and looking deep and say, you know, does he have it all? Mm-hmm. Does he have it all? Does he have my whole heart, my whole life? You know, and it's time like never before to say, you know what, Lord, I'm not going to allow not a single thing to come in between me and you. I'm not going to let any mindsets, concepts, any types of control or family or just anything. Mm-hmm. Anything, because there's so many legitimate reasons that people can come up with to say, well, you know, I've had this wealth all my life. This is going to be such a rough thing.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? If he would have, I mean, imagine if he would have given that up for him, it was wealth. This is not about everyone giving up their wealth. For him, his issue was wealth. For you, it could be something else. It could be a house.
It could be family.
It could be a job. Mm-hmm. Some people are so tied to a job because they want to be responsible for their own provision that they couldn't possibly think of doing something else or changing, careers because they want this one job. Mm-hmm. And the thing is that if God has your life and your whole reason that you exist and live is to give him glory, then your life is not about your job. Your life is not about any of these other things. Mm-hmm. Everything that you do, everything that you walk into, everything that you touch, every relationship, every job, everything that's about you should all be about reflecting glory back to the Lord. Right. And so, it's all about living a surrendered life to him. And we can learn a lot from this rich young ruler. He thought to himself, he then gave it all up. Mm-hmm. But Jesus knew that he lacked the one thing. And that one thing, in Jesus' wisdom, he says, once you deal with that, then you can come and follow me. Mm-hmm. Time to do a heart check.
Absolutely.
And it's time to search for that one thing.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.